from learning that block tomorrow. Okay, we're up to the very bottom of the page, you're off on the base. So the bottom we learned. Ein ma'abri nesashonne b'shneid oven. We will not add an extra month in a hunger year because it delays then the time when they bring the omer and people are starving. Tanya, we learned the Rebbe. Omer, Rebbe says, by Elisha, it says, v'ish b'ame b'al shalisha. Person gave the town of shalisha. He brought to Elisha lechem bikurim esim lechem so'ayim 20 loaves of barley with caramel betzikla. I don't think which weren't ready yet. And he said, give it to the people and distribute it. Now the ein loch kala b'chol Yisrael vashel peder said yitzer b'al shalisha. The quickest place in that Yisrael where things grow is in b'al shalisha. Alpha became nevertheless like bikurim echad. The only thing that was ready was barley, which obviously means that the season was way too early. They should have added an extra month. And Elisha didn't. Shema toim echita, maybe it was wheat, tamal, lemon, say the barley. Shema toim lifne, ima tamal, tell them, let them go ahead and eat, which means that what? It was already, this was a new crop, and you're allowed to eat it because this is coming, and they can eat it for a second day. Definitely would have been a year that there should have been ma'abir. It was a hungry year. So people were starving, they well went to the threshing floors. So even though all the thing was ready as barley, they did not make
an
ibion.
So if you like an ibion now, you have to tell them you can't eat yet until the...
Another month, and the people are starving. And they're happy to eat barley, even though it's normally Michael Behemoth. Okay, we're about 10 lines on the top. Talabam, we learn another few rules about Ibushana. Eim ma'abri nes Hashana, lifne Rosh Hashana. We are not ma'abri the year before Rosh Hashana. In other words, you don't announce it in Elul time. The im ibrua einam u'beres is not, why? Because people are going to forget. They're just going to forget. Avol mipnet chak. Let's say that you have no braid of the government put in rules that you cannot get together and you cannot be ma'abri and so on and so forth. Or you won't find the bezin, and then ma'abrin oisa achar reshana miyad. You announce it right after the reshana straight away. The afa pikein ein ma'abrin l'odr. But which month is the extra month? Is always other. Other, we have two others, and the second other is a real other. The first other is the ibyar. Is the ibyar? Oh, ainy to the gemara. When you do that, it depends when you... That's why we say, sooner or later, you try to do it before Purim.
Try to do what?
To assess.
Yeah, to assess. And it's assess.
But they're in a position to see what the travel conditions are.
But not only that, but because Purim, they announce already Pesach, and people then... Well, you tell me that the only month that can be duplicated is other. Rava once sent a letter that the time that the government did not allow really to leap year. So he wrote it, to write it in code. So he wrote the following code. A letter to everybody. Zug, there were two Tamil Chamin, Bomerekes, came from Tveria, Vitovsu Neshe, and they were held up by the army, Neshe means an eagle, but by the army, Uvi Yodam Dvorim Hanasim Beluz, and they had in their hand.
It's the symbol of Rome. No. Russia,
yeah.
Russia
or America.
Rashi says it's the Parsi.
Yeah. Or America, the bald eagle. Uvi Yodam. Is a bird.
The royal Russian, the symbol, the Germans.
Will be other in their hand, devorim anasim beluz, and they had in their hand things that were made in luz, which is, you know, the tcheles and so on and so forth. Mani tcheles, they had that. We're explaining what he meant. Bizchusa rachmim, or bizchusa, but bizchusa the Eibishter and their own schus, yotu bisholon, they were able to get out. Va'amusa yerechei Nachshon, and descendants of Nachshon ben Aminadov, he meant the Nasi b'Yisrael. So he called them descendants of Nachshon ben Aminadov. Bikshu likvaya netziv echad, they wanted to appoint netziv echad, which can be one sentinel, but netziv also means another month. They wanted to add another month, we called it netziv. V'lo hinichan adoimi halos, and these adoimim didn't let them. Our Bali Asufas Nesu, but they gathered together. The people gathered like Fabreng together, gathered together. Kavaloi Netziv Echad, and they established another Netziv, another month. B'yereach Shemeis by Aaron HaKoyin. In the month that Aaron HaKoyin passed away in Av. This month right here. So you're telling me that the only month that you can duplicate is Adar. It sounds like they duplicate the month of Av.
This is interesting.
They duplicated the month of Av. Forget about it. Before, after, Rosh Hashanah. It wasn't this Adar.
Just before the Rebbe Hillel made the case. surrender, Tom wanted to surrender, Tom. Because once you have the calendar, you don't have to have this.
Yeah, true. Everything more chesuve. Okay. So maybe the question is. So the question is, they made an announcement before Rosh Hashanah. You said even Shas Chak, they should announce only after Rosh Hashanah straight away, and here they announce it now. So we answer chesuve mecheshve. They made the cheshbainus in Ava, but Gilui Elohim Megalu. They did not reveal to anybody until after Tishrei, because otherwise they'll forget. My mashma, as I think, where do you see from here the high Netziv, Lishon Yachru? Where do you see from here that Netziv means month? Netziv, it says by Shlomo Melo, Shlomo Shneimah, so Netzavim, so he had 12 leaders. And by the army there who took on themselves that they're going to feed the army for each month. Al Kol Yisrael, the Chilkulo, Yasa Melech, Vasa Noshav, Chayush, on each one did it for 1 month. So therefore, why are they called Netziv? Because the word month, and each one was in charge for 1 month. If you tell me there were 12 months, there's another passage which says that Netziv Echad Hashem Ba'ad, there was only one leader in the land, or 1 month. That this guy was in charge of all the 12. And the 13th guy there that was used only in those leap years. We learned, so the rule of one, you do not ma'abe 1 year for the next year, nor do you ma'abe 3 years in succession. Rashi learns you're not ma'abe 1 year for the next year means you don't go ahead and say, you know what, since next year we're going to have to make leap year. You know, we, at the end of the day, we know the cheshbon is 3, 6, 8, 11, 14, 17, 19. Right? Every 19 years a machzor, that's how it works. So you're not allowed to say, you know, next year we have to make a leap year. We'll do it right this year. That's what Ashley says. Tayyip says that was never a habamin. Why would you make a leap year this year if you need next year? It means don't make the cheshbon this year, and next year we're going to need a leap year. Because things can always change. The weather can inclement. Sorry?
If you do this, to be magdim, no. aren't you going to mark up the
obviously, you have to make sure you don't. Obviously, you make sure you don't. But that's Tayyip's question on Ashley anyway. He doesn't like Ashley. And then you don't do 3 years in succession. Why not 3 years in succession? Because if we do 3 years in succession, then the years will completely change. Tay says it can't be pshat, that's pshat, because even 2 years, it completely whacks it out. Two years in a row, the second year, it will be, everything will be wrong. So why 3 years?
It'll have to take you longer to catch up.
No, but the things will be out of kufa, things will be out of whack.
To catch it up, you'll have to have a longer gap before you make the next
Yeah,
season.
But that won't be a longer gap. What about then now? The only reason why you're doing it is to meet certain criteria. The second year, you're going to ruin that whole criteria. So Tayshi, therefore, learn me, don't make a cheshbon 2 years in a row that you're going to make year number two and year number five, let's say. You don't do that. However, the Rebbe Gershon is a whole different pshat in Gemara here. He learns what happens. We know the cheshbon out of 19 is 3, 6, 8, 11, 14, 17, 19. What happens? It comes to year 14. They couldn't make an Ibiyar because the government did not allow them. One of the first things the government always did was to break the Jewish calendar. Did not allow them to reconvene and so forth. So what happens, we're coming to the Machzor 19, there's only 3 years left, and we missed 3 years. Can you make three in a row to catch up to be year 19?
Otherwise, you'll think I've missed one year.
You're already out of it. But anyway, he was sitting in Tfisa, and the people came to him to consult about making Ibir. They ma'abe 3 consecutive years. Amru loy, they said to him, Misham Raya, you bring it up from there. Bezni Yoshu, Vikovu, Achaz Achav Zmana. They sat down again every time that the year that they thought about Rabbi Kiva, it's time to make Ibir, they would sit down again and reevaluate and reassess. And decide whether we should or we shouldn't.
So what's the pshat that Rabbi Akiva was
to give him cover
when he was in prison?
He was not.
He did the calculations.
And they had to assess it again. He wasn't right.
The base had to make a pshat. They had to sit there and actually...
Much more than that. They reassessed it again because things can change. Things can change.
So when you say Misham Raya, that's a question.
Yeah. Writing you never make Shemitah an extra month. It's hard enough as it is. So why would you extend it, prolong it? Late Mitzvah Shvi'is, no Mitzvah Shvi'is, because you can't start planting again, and you're going to make it more difficult.
And no mitzvah yeshiv. Why? Because remember, it's Pesach. You have to wait till Pesach. Here's a chair. The late mitzvah yeshiv is aim mitzvah to gilin laver. When was the best year to try to make an ibiyor? Erev shvius. 3, 6, 8. So they made 6. So erev shvius could give you an extra month to plan to and so on. Get ready for shmita. But Rabbi Gamliel didn't mind doing it in the 8th year. What's the machlekes? Ubeplukta the hani tanoi. The machlekes is based on the following tanoi. What's the problem with the 8th year? Having the 6th year is a good thing. Why is what's the machlekes the 8th year? Because the question is, can you import vegetables into Eretz Yisrael? If you can import vegetables into Eretz Yisrael, so who cares if you make 8th year an extra month? We'll import. But if you hold, you cannot import into Israel, then we cannot. Then we need to eat the food that we plant here. We don't want any beer, so we can bring it earlier. What's the machlek is whether you can import or not? It's to do with the laws of tumah. The Tanya we learn. You do not import vegetables from chutz la'aretz. The Rabbi Seinu he tiru, and the Rabban said you can. My benai. What's the machlek is? I'm Rabbi Yehimio. Choyshishin ligushen ikav benai. The chilek is. If we are worried about you bringing the dirt with for Eretz Yisrael, we know that the Eretz Amim were goyzer that or the tummy. Rashi learned that the Eretz Amim, the sand from Eretz Amim, is metami ba'oil. If you bring in fruits from Eretz Yisrael and there's any sand over there coming with it, it's metami ba'oil sitting in the same house. And we in Eretz Yisrael, you betada, especially the kohenim, so got a big problem. Therefore, we don't import. We cannot make shemitah any more difficult than it is. So the 8th year there's no ibiyon. But the Rabbon said we're not worried about it. We're not goyzer. Teisa says we're not goyzer Eretz Amim oil, so we're worried that you might touch it, eat the fruit, or touch it, you might end up touching with it. Maga masa, and that's matami.
So in other words, it's only vegetables. Dirt comes with vegetables, but not fruit off a tree.
We're talking about. We're always talking about.
It's only vegetables. So it's not. It's not all produce. It's just.
Yeah. So we learn. We're not ma'abed the year. If people are all tummy, how are they going to be all tummy? So Rashi tells us, for example, the nasi was sick, and the doctor said he's going to pass away at a Pesach or 2 days before Pesach. So everybody will become tummy, and everybody will become tummy. They cannot bring a carbon Pesach.
Were they going to become tummy for being in the oil room?
Yes, because there is Pesach Kodesh. Or actually, the third scenario, they all became tummy and other. They were very careful to listen, but the parah duma ran out. They ran out of the parah duma. Taisa says how the possible because we know on the first base. I mean, the parah duma of Moshe Rabbeinu lasted until Ezra. The next second parah duma was only time in Ezra. So you know, what do you mean they ran out? But nevertheless, Taisa brings down that they found the skull of Arvona Hayavusi underneath the mizbech. And so therefore became tummy. But then it's a little bit hard to taste. Who became tummy? Who hangs around them as bad? The kohen. I'm talking about Klal Yisrael that most Hebrew were tummy. And also besides that, there's three midrashim, three different times that they found the bones. David HaMelech, when he built the Beis HaMikdash, I mean, what does it mean? What do you mean he found bones? When they built the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't look to see whether there was and Arvani Yavasi was the one who had it, who lived there. So they didn't. If he died, they wouldn't have known where he died. And he was buried, and he built the mizbech right on top of his bones. And all these years, nobody checked it out.
Supposedly, in order to build that Beis HaMikdash the way it is, they had to actually clear quite a big thing to make it a more flat area to build. And then besides that, they had underneath, all these things.
So the whole thing about Vana, what you're looking at is the whole thing is very hard to understand what exactly happened there. Okay, look here, so 7 lines at the bottom. The last thing. Ubi Rishalmi Oma the Gulgosa Shalarvona Hayavusi. There's the skull of Arvona Yusi Motsu, they found Tachas and Bech. Then it takes ask, it doesn't like Rashi Pshat that didn't have any. Maybe it wasn't available to become Torah. What does that mean? Why wasn't it available? Where was it? They did spread. They did send around the parah duma all over to Israel. You know the ashes, but they had definitely had Yerushalayim. Anyway, let's go back to the month. So what happens if most of the Yidna Tamei, there's no point in adding an extra month, because Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, they can go ahead and they can bring the carbon on Pesach. So there's no point in delaying it. Rabbi Yudah says, no. Rabbi Yudah says, since Tumah Tchuyu B'Tzibur, so therefore we'd rather not have to rely on the Yidna Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, so it's made another month. By then, everyone will become tired, we'll have a Pesach, proper Pesach. There's a story. Chizkiya Melech Yehudah 1 year added a month because of Tumah. Then he asked Nachman because somebody even protested, didn't want to go. He added a month. Some did go. It's a whole long story there. And the Radak goes to town on this whole Gemara. He doesn't understand the whole Gemara. He has a million questions and everyone talks about it. But he said Chizkiya then made an extra month and not everybody followed. Some people went the first Nissan, some people went the second Nissan, a few Shvatim men. So then Chizkiya apologized. See what it says? He says, in the Pasuk, Ki Marbis Rabbis Mefraim Menashe Sochas Lun Lo Yitoru. Many people listened to him. These people listened to him, but they were not tired away for the next month. And others didn't listen. Ochlu Esapesach Belege Kosher. Sorry. These people did not wait for the second month. They did not wait. They went ahead the first month and they brought the carbon Pesach. I want you to chape on their behalf. Because what they did was not so bad. I did the wrong thing in the first place. I should not have added a month.
And they allowed him to come to Beis Hamikdash to be makom?
Who's going to stop you? Four Shvatim. A lot of Eden there. Anyway, he made a mistake. He made a nibiyar and he made a mistake. The question is, what did he think in the first place, and what was the mistake that he made? So this is the raya that Rabbi Yehuda brings, that they were ma'abir because they were tamei. That's why he did it. And so we see from him that you are ma'abir. The Gemara says, then he changed his mind. If the reason why he's ma'abir because of tumah. There's nothing wrong. It's mu'ubed. Elam bin Nevav Bikish Rachma Latzma. Why did I say Achma Shem Ab Mel Odom? Who Ibn Nissim Ben Nissim? Nothing to do with Tumah. You know what he did wrong? On the very last day of Odom, when it was Rosh Chodesh Nissim, he decided after Rosh Chodesh Nissim, the Klal Chodesh Nissim, I'm going to change it, make this Odom Sheni. And that was, you shouldn't have done that.
Why? Because Matzvich the Elam.
No, because we're possible. Rab Shimon Ben Yehuda, Oimer, no, not do with that. You know what the problem was? Mipnei Shehesi Es Yisrael Lasas Pesach Sheni. He convinced them to bring the carbon of Pesach Sheni. He didn't add extra month or anything else. It was Pesach, no Pesach. He said, everybody, guys, let's not rely on Tumah. You tell me, let's go to Pesach Sheni and bring it then. And his mistake was for telling them, and then he realized he made a mistake. What was he thinking? He wanted to know what was going on there. What
Shimon doesn't hold the Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur.
He said, no, Tchuy B'Tzibur. So he told everybody, wait till Pesach Sheni.
So he put in an extra Nissan.
He didn't do nothing. He has not. No,
he said,
not
"Don't bring your carbon Pesach. You'll do it the month."
Different
later.
Version of what happened. I mean, this is a very. If you look at Mefarshim, not here, Mefarshim Tanakh. This whole story of Chizkiya, everybody goes to him. Amamar, let's analyze what happened. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ma'abir." Rabbi Yehuda says, "Yeh ma'abir the year." In other words, he says, "I don't like to rely on Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur." In other words, he holds the Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Alma East Rabbi Yehuda Tumah Tchuy B'Tzibur. The whole idea of a Tzibur can bring a carbon B'Tumah is only a Tchuy. So why rely on that? Better bring an extra other in, and therefore everyone will be tired by that time. But Tanya, we learn Tzitz. The Kohen Gadol has a Tzitz. Bein she yesh noy al mitzchoy, bein she ein al mitzchoy. Whether it's sitting on the car, whether not, is meratz. It always atones people for Tumah and all that. Divid Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Oydoy al mitzchay meratze, ain't al mitzchay meratze." That only while sitting on the skull, he's meratze. Not that. Omer Rabbi Shimon Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Shimon said to him, "What do you mean? Kohen Gadol being kibbutzim? The Kohen Gadol went inside of Nile of Nim. He didn't wear anything gold. He did not wear the tit. She ain't al mitzchay meratze. And yet he was. And yet it the town of everybody was brought a carpet of tummy. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, "Hanachli am kipurim. Forget your kipurim. She tumah hutra betzibur. Everything he did there was betzibur. So therefore tumah." Hutra B'Tzibur. So what does he clear from here? Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds Hutra B'Tzibur.
What's this Katova from the Tzitzis compared to the Chatois that they bring on
Rosh Chodesh? That's if you walked into the Beis HaMikdash and didn't know you were Tamei. That's
Rosh Chodesh and the Mayadim.
Yeah. So the Gemara, so we see the Chvaket. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds Hutra B'Tzibur.
Tzibur does not mean a korban you bring for everybody. Tzibur means a korban that everybody has to bring at a fixed time. It could be a korban Pesach. It's also called tzibur, even though it's not a korban. Tzibur is a korban yachid. Actually, another teacher says that it's right in between tzibur and yachid. It has certain facets, like a tzibur is a yachid. Anyway, the time may teach. Well, he go back. Forget about anything else. You want to learn if you to hold hutr b'tzibur. Let's just forget the whole thing. The whole Rabbi Yehuda makes sense. First he says Ma'abri, in other words, I don't want to rely on any coolers. And then he says Rabbi Yehuda, the Chizki made a mistake and he pushed him off and he realized he should have let him go to bring it. He'd bring a right to that right. So he said his own opinion. He did the wrong thing. What's the missing? You're not ma'abed the year because of tumah. Yeah, if you did it but the avid, you are mu'uber. You shouldn't look at chile because tumah hutra b'tzibut, and therefore bring it right away. Who cares at the tummy? But if you did it, okay. Rabbi Yehuda says no, ain't mu'uberes. Even but the avid is no good because I hold the tumah. What do you call it? Tumah hutra b'tzibut, and you have no right to add a month because of the tumah. Bring it on Pesach. Even but the avid. Then Rabbi Yehuda said. So Rabbi Yehuda wants to hold that Einamu Beres. Rabbi Yehuda holds Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, and he brings it over Chizki. Chizki Taka added a month, and he really made a mistake. He should not have added a month because Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, he could have brought the carbon while they're all tummy. Well, Rabbi Yehuda, Ihachi Ebezei. So what do you mean? Rabbi Shimon says Imipnei Hatumah Ibru Amu Beres. Rabbi Shimon says, but the evidence moved. But Haim the Tanakam. What's Rabbi Shimon adding different than Tanakam according to your version now? Amarav Lechatchila Ikebenayu. What the Lechatchila he. You can add another month. According to Tanakam Lechatchila, you can add another month. And according to Rav Shimon, only if they did it, but the evidence, all right. Tanya Bahochi, Rabbi also learned, Ein Ma'abri Nes Hashanah. So if you hold it, doesn't, if you're Ma'abri, it doesn't help at all. In other words, all three of them hold Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. So Tanakam says, but nevertheless, Lechatchila, if you want to add another month, you can. Rav Shimon says, only but the evidence, if you add another month, you can. And Rav Yehuda says, even if the evidence, you add another month, it's garnished bread because you had no right to add another month. So what did he do wrong then? If you're ma'abe lechatchila, what did the chizki add a month? What did you do wrong? What he did wrong was it was a chayish nissen, and he already and he already declared the chayish nissen. He made it other. Pretty more of a man hakel be. She'aim ma'abel other, but who ibn nissen ben nissen less leile chizkiya. Doesn't he agree with the following limud hachayish hazel lochem midashen zen nissen ve'nachan nissen? Once you call a month nissen, you have no right to call any other month. This month, by any other name. So how can Chizki even chachil? What was his havamin? Even when he made a mistake, he has to have some grounds for the mistake. Tor b'di Shmuel, he made a mistake in Shmuel. It wasn't yet declared the Shchayish Nissen. It was the 31st day, or 30 day, should have been the Shchayish Nissen. And just before the Chachamim sat down to declare Nissen, he came along and said, let's call it other. So Shmuel said that if it's a row to call Nissen, you're already not allowed to change it to anything else. That is where his mistake was. On the 30th day, Chizki first thought it's not yet Nissan. We didn't clear the Chizki. There's nothing wrong with adding a month. And then, when he realized that, when he heard the drasha, whatever it is, he really made a mistake. Tanya, Rabbi Hochi, Taka learned. Ein ma'abrin es hashana b'yem shloishim shalodir. Why? Hoyul v'rol l'koyv v'binisim. Let's get to the last opinion. We said that to do with Pesach, nothing to do with Tumah Hutra or anything else. Adding another month has to do with the fact that he suggested to everybody, don't bring a korban today. Let's wait till Pesach Sheni. What was if Klal Yisrael was telling me we learned during Pesachim and Tumah Hutra b'tzibur? Why did he push them off to Pesach Sheni? Pesach, I mean, you brought Pesach lechatchila the right time. B'moyadoy, I feel a bit tumah. Rav Shimon Yehuda, I'm in Mishum Rav Shimon Benesha hates Yisrael. He advised everybody bring a Pesach Sheni. And not everybody listened. Hey, he dummy, what's going on here? Why? What was his havamin and what was his maskar? Oh, but Ravashi going, so Yisrael machza tmeyim umachza tmeyim. The Yidden were half and half, let's say. Half tummy, half tummy.
You know that, you know
it was exactly half and half, we'll see in a minute. It was, but the men most, now this is how it worked. The Yidden were half and half. But if you look at the men, you look at the women, they're very different. The Noshim, Mashli, whatever, by the men, there were more men tummy. There were more men tummy. So if you only focused on the men, the majority were tummy. Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, bring it today, Pesach Rishon. But the Noshim, most of the women were tied.
So if you add the women population to the men population, then it would be sort of half and half, and you would say, well, it's no longer tumah hutra b'tzivah because the majority are tired. So the miyut or atame, the men have to wait till the sheni. But if you say that women are only the shush, they don't have to incur pesach nishan, then you only focus on the men. The men, the majority are tumah tumah hutra b'tzivah. You shouldn't have pushed them off, and that's the difference between his mishkol nishan and mishkol sheni. V'noshim mashlim is l'tahedim v'oitfus aleim and much more. Mikodesh. So first he thought noshim, but he's showing the chayva. The noshim are also chay, so therefore you include them all into the number that miyutam tmeyum miyutu only a miyutam. So then you add the women, the majority of people now are tamei, the minority are tamei, the minority are tamei. So then you have to wait till pesach sheni. That's it, the pesach sheni.
So had he not counted the women, they still would have been enough.
No.
He would have had a majority of men that Thomas. So
yeah, then,
it'll
be, then you bring a pesach nishan. Mm-hmm. But now you do count the women, suddenly the majority are tied. Because the women were tied.
No longer hutcha b'tzibah.
No, exactly. Then you have to wait till pesach sheni. But the b'saif, later on, somebody thought, you know what, maybe noshim b'rishon ashus. Women should not be counted, because for them it's optional to be included in the current pesach. We had a machlekes in pesach too. The havelut tmeim ruba. So now, if you look only at the men, the roiv were tamei. The ruba le mitchol ben sheni. You don't push up a roiv to base sheni. That was the mistake.
If you're not supposed to count it, how would you know the numbers?
They always count. They count with kidneys. We had the
kibbonis. So they did count by giving.
So the kidneys, the kibbonis, they were able to count. If they count how many animals and how many people are, how many members are joined in this, or how many males, they ask each person. So how many people are joining in here for the sheep? 20, 30, 40, and then they move. Count for them.
What happened to all the Tommy people they didn't bring?
That's a shame. They were told, come back.
So based on that, you could hold a census if your people register on a piece of paper.
They did. They had
a
okay
with censuses. Because the Haredi make a big noise in Israel about not having a census.
Yeah, because there's no point. This is the point. To know if you're Rav Tamei or Tai. There's a reason for it. Kufa, they always count on the shul to have a minion, not? These any Haredi who doesn't want. And Haredi is a derogatory term. It's really used. Kufa, Omar Shmuel.
Haredi might be embarrassed by it.
You know what Haredi is? Anybody who's on the right of you becomes a Haredi. That's a Haredi. Listen to any Rav talk, you'll see. When he says Haredi, it's very fluid.
They say about Pesach, anyone who keeps less than you is God Hashem. It's anyone who has more than you is a frumtaf, not the Meshuggah.
Kufa, let's analyze. Amar Shmuel, a ma'abri nesashan de yem shleisha shalada. You're not ma'abri the end of the third day of other. Hoyo v'rol, kaiva nisan. Ibru amai. What happened? You did it. What have you decided? You didn't listen on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. You declared that it'll be an extra other. Omar Ula ein mekachi nesa chodesh. Okay, we'll treat it like other, but don't declare it. As long as you don't officially label it other, just behave as if it's other, and comes the next month, call it Nissan again. Very mother. What about Kitchu? They didn't listen. They called it. This is other sheni. Omar Rava bottle but then you can't go get the pasuk where it says then Nissan and ein achan Nissan. However, Nachman Amar Meuber Umekudish, but the Eved didn't listen. It's other sheni and officially other sheni. Omle Rav Nachman Merdi. I don't understand. Aren't you worried to be problems? Mepudiyah lepischot plus nyemi. The 30 days didn't put in Pesach. Umepudiyah, we're looking about Pesach. And of Zayin Dashin and Birchas of Pesach, they start dashing here for the Pesach. The Tanya, when it comes closer to Pesach, we say Shoyl and Vidosh. 30 days before, if you ask a question, it's been yoni. Shoyl and Birchas of Pesach. You ask questions. Koydim lepesach shloishim 30 days. There's Vagam Mishteisha Bosses. The problem is Purim. You start talking about Pesach. V'chimati Reishacha. When it comes to Chodesh Nissan, suddenly they find out it's not Pesach. In Merachle, Osi Lizazul B'chametz. And then they see comes when the Amaratzim comes Pesach according to what they think. They see people eating chametz. Think, who cares? Pesach eating chametz. And then whenever Pesach comes around, they start eating chametz. Amalei, he says, I'm not worried about such a Amaratzim. Maybe yet everyone knows the Shosem Abarte B'chushbun Italian Milsa. Everybody knows that it has to do with. There are certain variables we see, we learn about the rain and all that, and they had to reassess it. They couldn't make a cheshbon till now. Okay. That's as in the Gemara.
Can you
see
that you're not ma'abashona in other because people will be. They,